From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting 5 people have been killed and 8 others wounded in a shooting at Fort Lauderdale International Airport. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said the incident happened in a baggage claim area in one of the airport terminals. Israel said police apprehended the gunman identified as 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, an Iraq War veteran and former Alaska National Guardsman.
We have the shooter in custody. He's unharmed. No law enforcement fired any shots.
A Broward County commissioner said the gunman had a pistol in a piece of checked luggage. After claiming the bag, Santiago went into a bathroom, loaded the gun, and came out, started shooting. Governor Rick Scott said that his priority is keeping the public safe.
My number one priority right here, right now in Florida, is to keep everybody safe. Everybody that lives in our state, everybody that travels to a state, do everything we can to keep them safe.
Scott urged Florida residents to pray for those injured in the attack and for the families and friends of those killed. The airport has been closed until further notice. The U.S. Congress on Friday certified the Electoral College result that gave Republican Donald Trump the victory in the 2016 presidential election. Vice President Joe Biden announced the certification.
This announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for a term beginning on the 20th day of January 2017, and shall be entered together with the list of the votes on the Journal of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
Trump takes the oath of office January 20th. This is VOA News.